You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate Weekly Bulletin, live on Desert Rock FM, recording here in the respective Budgie Smuggler Bedroom Studios. You're joined by myself, of course, Clancy Overall, editor of the Batuta Advocate, and Errol Parker, editor-at-large. How is isolation treating you, Errol?
Not bad, mate. It's still pretty quiet down here in the French Quarter.
Well, the pubs will be open soon, at least, you know, 300, 400 k's away on the territory side of the border.
That's what they were saying. I mean, it's not too much of a drive to the Alice from here. I mean, it's only, what, it's only about a day's drive. You'll be fine.
Go through the Brooks Place. You don't even have to meet the border force. You'll be going straight through. And as for you, Wendell Hussey, how are things going in your end down in the share house?
Yeah, they're going well, much the same as the week before. But yeah, things are well. Looking forward to the finishing line now. How are you going?
I'm not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Enjoying, you know, everything I'm learning each day about Michael Jordan. And of course, done more than enough research on owning tigers. But the news cycle has kept on trucking, surprisingly. In fact, there's a bit more going on than we thought there would be outside of obviously the imminent recession we're heading into. Been plenty in the news, hasn't there?
Yeah, there certainly has. It just keeps going. And starting off with a man who's a little bit familiar with a recession, Kevin Rudd warns against upsetting China. Blah, 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 blah. I'm a fucking nerd. Blah, blah, blah was the headline on that story.
Yes, the original nerd. He's following in the footsteps of all the former prime ministers and is trying to stay in the spotlight, I think, with these comments. But these particular comments came from what we understand here at The Advocate, some $2,000 a plate lunch he had this week at some left-wing think tank. And he said something about China and about how we shouldn't be upsetting him. I'm only paraphrasing here. It was something like that.
Well, he's always, you know, been beating that drum. He's always finding a different hill to die on each time people throw to him for comment. I'm just not sure about what country he's in, whether he's allowed to have a dinner party. I'm rather jealous of him in that aspect.
Yes, well, of course, you do know that the prime ministers live by different rules. If you've got power and influence and money, you can pretty much do whatever you want, Clancy.
Moving right along to some other national news this week now, and world's most useless people revealed to be rental property managers.
Yes, it's been a while since we got one of our stories booted from Instagram, but it's happened again, and this was one of them. I think this was reported en masse by the nation's property managers, who at this point in time, in this particular climate, are copping it from both ends. Both tenants and owners seem to think property managers actually don't get going when the going gets tough, and have really been exposed here. This was actually a huge study spanning some 134 countries and it found a lot of things, but the main conclusion was that rental property managers are the most useless people getting around.
Well, yes, you know, we did have a lot of backlash on this article. Because I wrote this article, I got a lot of hate mail. I got one death threat, which I have unfortunately had to forward to the AFP. And Wendell, I believe we did have a lot of comments on that article too.
There were a stack of comments on that one, Errol. A lot of people revealing their experiences and their worst experiences with property managers. There was one from Derek Keogh in particular who said, "Worst one we ever had, wouldn't give back the bond because there was a few stray clothes pegs on our washing line."
They really are a pack of boot-licking cunts, aren't they, those fucking rental managers?
Yes, yes.
Moving on.
Perfectly put, Errol. And back home in town now, we broke a little story about finding a silver lining. "Oh well, at least I'm not in America right now," sighs unemployed local woman.
Yes, you've always got to look on the bright side of things. Home of the brave and land of the free is still in a bit of curry as we go to air today. They've got over a million reported cases of coronavirus in the US of A. Majority of them are still active. I think only about 150,000 have recovered. And of course, over 60,000 deaths. Things are not looking good over there.
Yes, empathy obviously not a strong character trait in this young woman. I think perhaps taking yourself out of this and, you know, trying to detach a bit of ego will go a long way, because these people in America, they are suffering and they are doing it tough.
Yes, we are pretty lucky over here, and Scott Morrison has a pretty good grip on things, and what's more, he's not telling people to arm themselves with guns and try and liberate themselves at their town hall steps. He also isn't telling people to inject disinfectant or to ingest it in any means.
Yes, and to my surprise, Scott Morrison isn't even telling people to inject Jesus.
Yes, he's left the thoughts and prayers at home and he's following the experts, which is very unlike him.
Yes, very surprising. And elsewhere around town, a girl who was planning on doing New York City this year settles for Adelaide.
Oh, what a shame. But also, a silver lining as well, the Big Apple has been downgraded to the City of Churches.
Yes, we do lose a lot of our young people in Imbatuta to Adelaide, as it's our closest capital city. It's only a hop, skip and a jump down the Birdsville track, or you can go the back way down through Innamincka.
Wrapping up with a nice heartwarming story now, man just popping over to a mate's place to check on him with a carton of piss and two fresh decks.
Yes, nothing like a mental health check. The restrictions are loosening this weekend, so any friends that are living alone, it might be worth visiting them. You are allowed up to two people, not including kids, on a house visit as of this Friday in both Queensland and New South Wales. So if you have a friend living alone or you think needs a bit of company, maybe this is the time to head over there with a big carton of Victorian brain varnish and a couple decks of some lung beers.
The key messaging in this article was that now that these restrictions have been loosened, you need to go and interact. You need to go and visit your friends that have been alone for this past month, because it is more important that we are connected now than ever. And one of the best ways to get connected is over a carton of piss.
The walls are coming down and we hope everyone is safe, not being complacent just yet.
No, I think that's a nice note to wrap up this week's bulletin. So we'll be back again next week with your weekly dose of honest, hard-hitting regional news. But until then, I'm Wendell Hussey.
And I'm Clancy Overall.
And I'm Errol Park.
Goodbye.